This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV time is 7 after the hour. Yeah, the DJV time means it's a special time. We're here to bring you in brief snippets, things that are going on in the world. Thoughts from Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen as I present to you people in the news. So the people who have been concerned about or interested in the story behind the story with gunman Stephen Paddock. We all remember him, right? Anybody
yes.
who doesn't remember
oh, yeah.
Mr. Paddock?
Las Vegas shooter, yeah.
Shot up Las Vegas. There's really nothing in the autopsy that helps explain why he did what he did. His body didn't have diseases. He wasn't loaded up with drugs. What a lot of people were speculating, his aggressive behavior was a result of him being hopped up on something, but that wasn't the case. In fact, he was sober and pretty healthy. The report was a response to a lawsuit filed by the Associated Press Freedom of Information Act, info, that showed the gunman had anti-anxiety drugs in his system but wasn't under the influence of them. How do you have them in your system and you're not under the influence?
I think they stick around, but probably the effects had already faded.
Yeah,
right.
Right. He was slightly overweight, had high blood pressure, bad teeth. That was about it. Nothing unusual in his physical condition, even though a brain examination was conducted by the experts at Stanford University who do their thing in addition, in conjunction with my friends at Seriscan, and they found really nothing. The same process with his brain after he died, and it was in the slab, they took his brain as they do with football players who die, and they have them all examined. And so his brain was examined, and it didn't find anything that was out of the ordinary. But you know how, and I say this not trying to be a wise guy, but when you have bad teeth and gums, it messes you up. The meridian points in your mouth are so responsible for your health and well-being. If you've got bad teeth, bad gums, you really are in trouble. You're cruising for a bruise because
to carry out a mass shooting.
No,
yeah.
Not. No.
If that was the case, all of England would have mass shootings.
Yeah, right. I just made the statement as an observation, Jennifer.
I know. This just adds to the mystery that surrounds this and the fact that it feels like we're not getting all of the information or just the information that we're supposed to have. Already, this was held back. If there's nothing out of the ordinary here, why in the heck would the coroner hold back the report for all these months?
Mm-hmm. Good question.
And that's been one of the big sources of all of these conspiracy theories, because people just feel like they aren't getting information. And when they are getting it, it's either been changed or it's, you know, they give you one thing and then something
redacted
else comes out.
Stuff.
Yeah. So it just does. When you can have a guy who drives down the center of New York City and just plows people out, and within 5 minutes we know who that person is, what country they came from, where their family lives, what they were eating for dinner last night, it just
feels... Where they used to work.
Yeah, it feels... Yep. Like, it just is not the same. It's so bizarre.
All right. Next person up is Jack Burgesson. You know who Jack Burgesson is, anybody?
No.
No.
He's one of the teenagers, there are six in Kansas, running for governor.
Oh, good for him.
Six teenagers running for governor. And the people in the legislature are not pleased about this. Jack was the first one to sign on. Last summer, he told the Kansas City Star that his interest in running was sparked when he realized Kansas had no laws about who could run for governor. They don't. Most every state, you got to be, what, 36 or something, or 32? President, I guess, is 36. So because of this and activism in the schools, and people just sort of say, hey, look at this, let's do something. So five other teenagers have joined the race.
I love this.
So, yeah, but last month a state rep introduced a bill that would ban anybody too young to vote from running for governor.
That's a problem.
So they're all under the age of 18, and the age is... I'm always confused about this. The age of maturity or majority is 18 or 21. Can you vote at 18?
18.
So
18 to vote, 21 to drink.
Right.
Okay. So if you're old enough, half of your country, you're old enough to vote. Okay.
But you can't have a beer.
No, you can't. Bad. Right. Bad form.
But the interesting thing is this bill actually won't take effect until
next year.
So if one of these teenagers actually wins, they would legally be the new governor.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to be promising better lunches in the schools, right. You know, better vending machines and all the things that student council kids always promise. But beyond that, I think this is super cool that kids are even interested in it.
Yeah, it is. Okay, next person is the actor Idris Elba. Does that name ring a bell when you hear that name? He's somebody who's new on the scene here. He's been acting. I think he's South African, isn't he? Or,
British.
Is he British? Yeah, okay.
What was his big movie? Was it Moonlight last year? What was his big movie?
No.
Where he became sort of a household name.
Winslet.
Movie. But that before that, he was an Academy Award nominee.
Yeah.
Was he?
But he's been in the Avengers movies. He's been in the Thor movies. He was in The Wire.
Has he?
Yeah, he was pretty big on The Wire. So anyone, I know I'm from the Baltimore area, so it's bigger around here. But it was a pretty big show on HBO.
Yes, it was. Yep.
So he's been around for a while. I know he's been rumored to be the new James Bond. I don't know how people feel about that. I'd be okay with it.
Yeah. He was in Star Trek. He was in... Finding Dory. He was in The Jungle Book. He was, I think, the big movie that he was in that we're trying to think of was Beasts of No Nation, and that was in 2015. That got a lot of Oscar buzz.
Well, he was in Molly's Game most recently. I think he's quite good.
He also played Nelson Mandela in 2013, Mandela: Long Walk to Freedom. So that's where I first saw him then. Yeah.
I must have been out to lunch because I didn't know who the guy was. Until I saw him in The Mountain Between Us, and I thought he was really quite good. I thought the chemistry between him and What's-Her-Face was really very good.
Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet, yeah. I thought it was very good. I thought it was a good movie, frankly. So anyway, he's in the news today because over the weekend, he took to the stage at the Rio Cinema Awards before the preview of a movie that he just directed, and he was on stage with a lady named Sabrina Dowry, I believe that's how you pronounce her name, Dowry, whom he met on the set of The Mountain Between Us, and he proposed to her.
Aww.
And the audience went bananas. They were cheering and yelling on their feet, and it was kind of cute. I'm sure you can see a little video of it. It was nicely done. Another name, Michael Haneke, Haneke. He is in the group of people who are criticizing the all-encompassing Me Too movement. He calls it a witch hunt. And I'm not sure what this guy is. He's a film director from Austria who apparently has some stuff in his closet. He says it's the same thing as global warming. And I don't know how you put the two of those things together. But anyway, I bring that to your attention because every once in a while, I think there are people who are being accused. This fellow's worried about lives and careers being ruined by some of these accusations. So at what point do we find balance? I guess that's the thing. Yeah, there are a lot of people who have justification, the rage, the anger that's based completely on fact. And then there are other things. This comes on the heels of a couple of things this weekend. The release of the Gloria Allred movie. Anybody see that over the weekend? I think it's
no.
on Netflix or HBO or Showtime. One of them.
Okay, I remember. Yeah. I didn't see it, but I remember that hit the festival circuit, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's around.
Sundance or whatever.
Right. So you got that. But then there is the announcement today of this blistering civil rights lawsuit that's been filed by the New York Attorney General's office against the Weinstein Company and all of its founders. And the suit details the culture in the company that violated the human rights laws and business regulations of the state of New York. It's a 38-page indictment featuring a litany of abuses against Harvey Weinstein and his brother, and other people. The story's in today's New York Times, if you want to check it out. There are lots of complaints citing instances in which senior managers fail to respond to employee complaints about Weinstein's behavior. So it's pretty much all about the two brothers, but then it aims at the people who worked under them who let the culture continue. That's basically...
They protected him.
Yeah, right, exactly. So this has been going on. They started their probe 4 months ago, and they have put it all together. So one wonders what will go on here in California, because this would have been the same, if not worse, here. They have offices in New York, but also here in Los Angeles, Jennifer. So what do we think comes of this? They're trying to sell the company, and...
I'm sure that's on hold now, right?
Yep.
Well, she's offered, this lady, Maria Contreras Sweet, I don't know who she is, but she worked apparently in the Obama administration, so she got backers, and $500 million is what she offered with her group to buy all of the assets. And so now this complaint's been filed, and it may be a deal breaker for the investment group, because they don't want to have, you know, either you get it or you don't, because by the time they're finished taking apart Weinstein and his life, there's not going to be much left of that company because everybody's leaving. And so, anyway, it's...
good for Georgina Chapman to get her divorce finalized before all this mess happened. That may have even... That's Harvey Weinstein's now ex-wife. They settled in a very, very fast divorce agreement. So I'm sure her lawyer probably said, you know, there's going to be more stuff coming down on his head. So get your money and get out.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. Is negative content on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, negative articles? Happens a lot. It's not fair, not right. You know what you can do? You go to ReputationDefender.com, help you protect your good name. Free consultation at ReputationDefender.com or by calling 855-432-4886. Call right now. Get a free expert reputation analysis. Easy to kill the unfair attacks with their system. Analysis is free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Get rid of the bad stuff and focus on the good stuff so your reputation, your business, your home will be on the right footing. Call now 855-432-4881 or talk to an analyst at reputationdefender.com/Doug.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Bro. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, 23 after the hour now, DJV time with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara. I'm Doug. The controversy on this new Sharon Tate movie, a sister of hers, not happy with this film about the actress. Remember, this goes back to the era of the Charles Manson family. She was murdered in 1969. Hilary Duff shared a photo of herself on Instagram in character as Tate for the film The Haunting of Sharon Tate. And it says this had an incredible opportunity of playing. This is Duff saying this. An incredible opportunity of playing Sharon Tate the past couple of weeks in this independent movie. She was an amazing woman, and it was a true honor. Tate was pregnant when she was killed by the Manson family. Most people remember that. And then there's this ghoulish fascination that has endured for all this, and it came back up again because of him dying. The sister.
I think it's also the. Is it 50 years this year?
Yeah, it is 50 years.
Or next year, is it?
No,
yeah.
No, I think it's 50 years. No, it's close to it anyway.
Yeah.
So the sister, Deborah, told People magazine she's not happy. Quote, it doesn't matter who is acting in it, it's tasteless, says the younger Tate, who was 16 when her sister was slaughtered, because that's what she was. It's really, when you think about what this guy did to this woman, it is, and so I don't know, I'm beginning to wonder. I asked that.
On his own, that's the crazy thing.
Did I ask this question on the air, or did I ask it off the air? We were talking about this at some point. I was talking to somebody about it. How, and I use the word ghoulish, because that's even a good word for what he did to that woman, and why we're celebrating it in a movie. I don't know. Celebrate, maybe they wouldn't agree with that, but it's telling a story, and there certainly is plenty of horrible stuff that appears on film, no question about that. But to bring this back up again, and there's a Patty Hearst movie coming out too, I think, isn't there?
Yes, I've been hearing a lot about that. Yes, I think there must be something buzzing because there's Patty Hearst
rehashes.
How's that entertaining?
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else is going on. Music news now at 25 past the hour. In the wake of the accusation by Quincy Jones that Michael Jackson stole Donna Summer's single State of Independence for Billie Jean, there's a lot of focus of some of the other. This was the day after his Vulture interview, where a lot of things have come out about Quincy Jones, and this is just one of them. He apparently says that State of Independence collected more than 150,000 on-demand audio and video streams. And so we're comparing this. Let's put them up and let's listen to the two of them together. All right. Can we do that, Karen?
We can listen one at a time. I don't think it's going to do anything to listen to them together.
No, probably not. This is State of Independence, right?
Yeah. I personally have listened. I don't really hear the similarities. I don't understand how he stole this to make Billie Jean.
It just sounds like a slowed down version of Billie Jean's beat. Maybe that's what he stole.
So what's the point of bringing this all up after he's been dead for this long? What's Quincy Jones trying to...
I don't know.
He's bringing up a lot of stuff from the past.
Yeah, he is. A lot of garbage. You know, he tried to date Ivanka Trump.
I guess he just wants everyone to know that he's got all of the gossip. I don't know. I don't know. When was the last time Quincy Jones was really in the news before this?
And he's
now he's got
anymore.
Tons of headlines, so I guess he's trying. Well, maybe he's got some project coming up and he's trying to make himself relevant.
Well, you know, he's also been locked into a lawsuit with the Michael Jackson estate for the last like 3 or 4 years. So this could also be some sour grapes too.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm not a big fan of Michael Jackson, but I always have liked this song. And you hear it, but the problem is everybody play it too much now on these AC stations. So, 28 past the hour. That's the story behind the story with Quincy Jones and Michael Jackson. 28 after, I think I said that already. MyPillow.com is bringing back their best offer ever. Buy one MyPillow and get one free. If you're struggling to get a good night's rest, if you toss around all night long, find yourself with a MyPillow, and the stuffing and the piling in your pillow will go away because MyPillow stays cool and in place. You adjust it when you go to sleep, and it stays there all night long, giving your head and your neck full support. It's like no other pillow. You fall asleep better, you stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed. There's a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and pay for one MyPillow, a premium pillow, and get a free premium pillow with the deal. So you buy one at the regular price, get one free, two for the price of one, and enjoy that 60-day money-back guarantee. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Before after now, it's the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn, happily, Victoria. Yes, ecstatic that she's here, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is always at the controls in our studio in Washington, very dependable. Let's travel around the world and get some, this is around the, I call it around the nation and around the world, but I think mostly this is around the world stuff that would be of interest to people. The first focus is on the charity Oxfam, which apparently is on the brink of losing all of its government funding. The International Development Secretary in England set to meet with the leadership following a sexual misconduct scandal that took place there, and it became something that the London Times reported upon last week. Alleges the charity covered up sexual misconduct by aid workers in Haiti. Is there no end to this? Here's one item from Los Angeles, cut out of the same cloth, Jennifer. The L.A. County District Attorney's Office announcing it's reviewing a potential sexual abuse case against Steven Seagal.
Okay. Wow.
Let's go down to...
The shocking thing is that this is the first thing we've heard. The first time we've heard.
Right, exactly.
Well, there have been innuendos and suggestions, but now...
Didn't he defect to Russia?
He did, right? He's a Russian citizen. He's got a Russian passport. Yeah, he's pals with Putin.
Mm-hmm.
Good combo, huh? Have you seen his hair, the way he's got the paint? His hair looks like it's painted on. Have you seen that?
You mean like he's bald and then he sort of painted a hairline on?
Yeah, they painted it on, greased it back, but he's so fat now. Ugh. And this is just...
No, Russian food. It keeps you warm during the winter.
And that vodka, too. It's all right, let's go down to Cape Town, South Africa, where they actually got some rain in the last few days. Probably not enough to be able to combat the drought. You'll remember that they've had a... That I think we talked about it as day zero, preparing for day zero when they had no water at all. And they've been preparing for it. They say it's going to be in May.
It's been pushed back because a lot of charity work and things, but it's still happening if they don't get some sort of major solution.
All of the people that live there are currently allowed 50 liters of water a day, which is, what, about 40 gallons, I think, isn't it? 13. Did I say 14? 13 gallons. The rain
started...
Can you think
about 13 gallons, like what that... Because I had to kind of figure out what that looks like. That's my garbage can.
Yeah.
Right. I have a 13-gallon garbage can.
If you have the old-style toilet, and that's a toilet flush.
And that's for everything, for hygiene, for the day, drink family, everything.
Right, a lot of smelly people down there. Anyway, when the rain started, people went outside. They started collecting the water with buckets. They've used it, people not washing dishes, that sort of thing, not washing their clothing. So imagine in the modern era what this all means. In the old days... obviously old days, when I say old days, thousands of years ago, these sorts of things happened all the time, and people figured out how to work around them one way or another. That's one of the reasons, if you hear or you study the nomads, the original, most of the people that lived on the planet, the first of those who came here from other planets, they wandered around nomadically to find water and food and sustenance. There were no permanent populations for the most part. There were no boundaries, there were no countries, there was just whatever space you had to survive in, and then, you know, you protected it as you could from animals or other people or whatever was going on. And it's interesting how we progressed over the years to have this.
Even more interesting is we let that gem, just all of us let that gem flop.
What? Which gem?
Well, we get here from other planets.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We're so used to it now, we don't even react.
I was kind of sitting here, I'm like, do I say something? I'm like, well, Victoria, Kara, they haven't said anything yet. Well,
that's totally slipped right over my head.
Say
that. But, you know, but Doug, one thing I will say that you have been saying for a while, when California has a drought, Cape Town is on the water. It's on the ocean.
Desalinization plant.
Yeah.
What's the problem here?
This is not like a, if for people who are unfamiliar with South African geography, this is not a desert town. This is Cape Town's a major city that's on the ocean.
Poor planning. It's poor planning by the government. It makes me worry when I hear this story. I think about California.
That's what I was thinking of too.
Because we go through these droughts every so often, but the planning here, when we do have rainy years, they're just letting all the water run into the ocean.
Yeah.
And there's if there's a little bit of desalinization going on, but not much, and you have no deltas, you have no collection vats. It's ridiculous. Gosh. And California loves to tax and build, so why aren't we taxing and building something that actually matters?
Why aren't we just building something that will save a lot of money? And why aren't people more whooped up about this? That's the thing that bothers
me. Because until
people
they're thirsty and stinky, they don't
passive.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Does NBC have a fleeting expletive problem at the Olympics?
According to Kara's report, yes.
Right. The first U.S. competitor to win gold, also the first to unleash both F-bombs and S-word. And one wonders if it's time to look at that policy, or will this never be? The gold medalist, this youngster, Red Gerard, dropped both. basically, you know what WTF means, boys and girls.
I don't understand. Why? What's the need to mic anybody before they've won? They mic'd him. He hadn't won. So when the results came in and he won, he's a 17-year-old kid who in his first Olympics, he just won gold. He was in 11th place. This was a total shock to him. NBC obviously is trying to, we want to make sure we have his reaction. What do you think his reaction's going to be? Of course it's going to be some F-bombs.
Gee, Mom, this is really exciting. Thanks for coming to the Olympics and watching with me.
Yeah. Exactly. This is keen. No, of course he's going to drop that bomb.
Fools from the television, the Parents Television Council. What a bunch of drivel. from these wannabe ex-politicians and staffers that need a job for themselves, so they create this stupid council that they represent the offended audiences. So they're going to file a complaint with the FCC today on NBC so that the FCC can look at and spend thousands of dollars examining this complaint. This is offensive for youngsters. Hello, it was used. We were talking earlier about good role models, and is this, you know, is the problem that using these words is going to spoil a lot of youngsters, or do they?
Oh,
I was in the playground yesterday with my grandson. And there's a five-year-old kid who's using words that I didn't want him to hear. Miles, no, you know, I didn't pay any attention to him, but I'm listening to this kid. His parents are just standing there watching him.
If a kid picks up the word, because I watched it, and it's pretty quiet in the background, so I know the words, and so I can hear, and I know the phrase when he's saying what the, like, I know what's coming next, and so I pick up on it. But I don't think a little kid who's watching was going to pick up on it, because it was pretty quiet. And if there's any kid going around using it, it's because their parents are saying it.
When's the first time you heard those words, and when's the first time you used them?
I don't know. I'm not cognizant. I don't remember this. It wasn't some like groundbreaking moment. I guess I remember my parents.
Dear diary.
Guess what I said today.
I said the F word today.
Yeah. I mean, it stuck out to me when my parents said it, just because I didn't hear it all that much. So if we were driving and someone cut my dad off, or, you know, a parent stubbed their toe or something, then I would hear it and
father.
Be a little surprised. But
I was driving the car. I had just gotten my license, and we were driving to Framingham Center. And I let my father off to do something in the post office, and I came back around, and I don't know what happened, but I remember him getting into the car and saying, "What the?" And I never heard him say that before. And I was.
Well, you were 16?
17.
Oh, you should have grown up in my house. Rambo, you would have been adjusted real fast.
Yeah, I feel like everyone once you hit middle school, just, you know, you're not even using it for a purpose. You just use it occasionally,
totally.
Just because you want to be a bad kid.
I just want to see what the response is.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I think back to my mouth when I was like 12, and I thought, gosh, how stupid is that? It must have looked ridiculous.
That didn't come out in your birthday party on Saturday.
I know that was one that was hidden, right?
Yeah, where were the home videos of that?
Yeah.
I want to see
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So, Victoria, you remember when you first swore? Is that a swear? That's a strange word.
I remember the first time I dropped an F-bomb in front of my mom when I was probably in, I don't know, maybe 8th or 9th grade, and, you know, she clutched her pearls on that one, so it was...
Fancy Nancy got a little upset.
Oh, yeah, Fancy Nancy. She just does the lady gasp. I do remember getting some of those, getting a rise out of her with that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what did she do? Did she punish you, wash her mouth out with soap?
I think she was just, I don't know, she probably
didn't
went
know what
just
to do.
Shame eight because she raised a daughter and said an F-bomb.
Oh, my God, you're going to all go straight to hell.
Yep.
All right, let's see. What else have we got here? This is from the Oops Department. Bermuda has decided to repeal same-sex marriage licenses. This is just a year after they legalized it. The governor signed the Domestic Partnership Act, which is intended to strike a fair balance between those who don't like same-sex marriage and protecting the rights of same-sex couples. So as part of the law, same-sex couples can make medical decisions on their partner's behalf. They can live and work in Bermuda as domestic partners and have various other rights, but they no longer can be married there. So you could go to the States and get married and then come back again, I guess, right?
I don't know. That's a good question, because Bermuda is technically under the UK, so...
Yes.
I don't know. Sometimes marriage isn't recognized. I don't know. That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In other strange Bermuda news, did any of you guys notice?
Strange Bermuda news.
Yeah. Did you guys notice at the opening ceremonies, everyone from Bermuda actually was wearing shorts? They were wearing Bermuda
That's
shorts.
What they wear there. They're Bermuda shorts.
Really?
That was
but
like
it's 2 below
it was like
zero.
3 degrees.
Yeah.
And wearing shorts.
Oh, I guess they got the same memo as the Tongan guy who was shirtless and all oiled up. But they were the only ones who thought it was going to be summer. Wow.
I felt so bad for everyone. They're in knee socks and Bermuda shorts.
If you read the headline on Drudge Report. because I admit, I don't watch the Olympics. They're not my thing, right? But if you look at the headline on Drudge Report, they have, like, the top left-hand of the page, and there's, like, all these different headlines. And yesterday, when I turned it on, I was, you know, prepping a little for this show and for my other shows. And you have North Korea cheerleaders, creepy and campy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You have
they are.
The wind, fire, and earthquakes rattling the Olympics. You have cyber attack at the Olympics. Jeez, is there anything good happening at this place? It's one thing after another.
I'm Dr. Seth Baum, and this is A Healthier You. We have a major problem in our healthcare system. Doctors like myself face increasing restrictions on our ability to deliver the best healthcare. Say your doctor prescribed the best medicine for your condition. Will you get it? Possibly not. And you and your doctor will have to go through hoops to gain access to that medicine. Even then, the insurer may deny you the drug, relying on economic studies that say the drug isn't worth the cost. But the best judge of which medicine you should get is your doctor, and these decisions should be made between the doctor and the patient, not by bureaucrats focused on cost. Insurance should be there to take the worry out of healthcare, not to create worries by second-guessing doctors and blocking patients from getting the best medications. For more details, go to Facebook.com/BetterHealthcarePolicy.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy. healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour, isn't it great that we have time for my friend and yours from the Money Pit, Tom Kreitler, to visit with us so we can get some answers to questions? I want answers. You can handle it. Yes, we can. We want answers. And something's going on right now at moneypit.com. Their Goodnight Sleep Sweepstakes, giving away $4,000 in prizes. They have pillows and sheets, mattresses, and more from the mattress maker Tuft and Needle. And you can enter every day if you want to at moneypit.com. Share on social media to earn bonus entries and increase your chances to win. So that's kind of a good deal. And you can also sign up at moneypit.com for their weekly newsletter, which is full of lots of helpful information that will help you. We're already starting to think about moving of the transition because we are a month and a week away from the beginning of spring.
Yeah. Love it.
All right, so we get some answers.
Season begins.
Yes, it is. It's time for the nails and the hammer to come out and the saw, a few other things, maybe a can of paint here and there. So we'll get to some questions from those of you who really are curious, because Tom is a fellow that has the answers. Even if he doesn't have the right answer, he's got a snappy one. So you'll get answers to your questions right after this.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Hi, Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check it out. Hundreds of radio stations around the country carry this. It is really the best by far of the information that you can get that pertains to the real problems you have. Here's Sherilyn, for example, who has low water pressure. Pretty sure it's because the line from the street is galvanized steel. Been in the ground for 50 years. Is it plugged up, Tom?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
yes,
I think you're probably right.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you know, what happens with steel is that the pipe rusts inward. So if it was like a 1-inch pipe, if you were able to kind of slice that in half and look at it, you would see a hole that was left. I've seen them like a quarter of an inch, and everything else is rust.
Yeah.
Because the rust will expand to 8 times the thickness of the steel. So it can easily close the pipe down. Now, unfortunately, Sherilyn, she's asking me if there's a pump or something she can install to step up the pressure. She can't even take a shower, the poor girl. The answer is no. You can't do that. It's time to replace the pipe. Now, look, you're going to either replace this pipe on your schedule or on its schedule. I recommend your schedule because it's the kind of thing that's going to happen, you know, in the middle of the winter and in terrible weather on a holiday weekend. You know, it's going to break, and a main water pipe is a big deal. We're talking about potentially tearing up your yard. You know, you're better off just sort of planning this project right now and getting it done. And by the way, if you do have galvanized steel plumbing in your house and you're ever doing any remodeling, never, ever put the wall back without replacing that galvanized steel. That's kind of how you attack this problem. You do everything that you can get to, you know, what's accessible, if it's in the basement, the crawl space, that kind of thing. Whenever you open up a wall, you replace the steel, and of course, you got to replace it from the house to the street. And a lot of folks think, Doug, that they're not responsible to that pipe until it gets in the house. You're responsible until it connects to the main water line in the street.
Yep.
So you own that pipe. That's right.
Yeah. I remember as a kid, we lived in an old, old house, and we worked, and my father was in the business, and the kids all worked in the cellar on the things that he was doing. And I remember one day, this pipe in the cellar sprung a leak.
Right.
And I took it apart because I love to take things apart to see how they work. So I got the pipe wrench out, and I was probably 10 years old. I took the pipe apart, and I looked in it, and there was all these, it was rust.
Right.
And it had completely closed. The rust was flaky,
like a clogged artery.
Right. It was completely clogged.
Yeah.
Right. And so in those days, you couldn't replace it with plastic. You can today.
PEX is the stuff to use, cross-linked polyethylene PEX, PEX piping. It's really good stuff, and it's never going to rust.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit, 59 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.